We're going to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. We're going to begin reading at verse 16. John 19, beginning at verse 16. The Bible says, "Then delivered he him," talking about Pilate, delivering Jesus. "Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did." I want to read part of verse 23 and 24 again. "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part." Verse 24, "Then said therefore among themselves," or they said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lot." Amen. Tonight, the Lord help me. I want to preach the parting at Calvary. Amen. The parting at Calvary. Oh, Jesus. Can we close our eyes right now? Amen. While this music is playing softly, let our hearts be prepared for the word of the Lord tonight. Would you ask God to help you to hear and receive it? In Jesus' name, pray for yourself. Would you pray for yourself tonight? Holy God, help me. Help me tonight. Let this word affect me. Let this word work in me, oh God. Let this word stir and let it change me. Let it do something to me that will cause me to leave here different than when I walked in here tonight, oh God. Amen. Now let us pray for others in this house. Oh, God, you see others in this place. You see every person. You know their thoughts. You know the intents of their heart. You know what they're going through in life. You know all that's happening with them. We're praying that this word of God, which is anointed, oh yes, your word is anointed. We pray that the anointed word would work in them, oh God. Oh, thank you for your spirit that I feel right now. Mighty God, thank you for this wonderful presence of the Holy Ghost that is here moving among us right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, would you lift your hands to Him and surrender to Him, oh God. Oh, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, and you may be seated in Jesus' name. Calvary, Golgotha, the place where eternity met eternity, the place upon which all things pivoted. Calvary is the center of eternity. Amen. At Calvary, events took place that were greater than what man could comprehend. There were so much happening at Calvary that the Jews could not understand. There was so much taking place at Calvary that the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, the rulers of the synagogues could not understand. There was so much taking place at Calvary that even the disciples who had followed that one in the middle and had seen his great works and heard his deep teachings and had experienced miracle after miracle, and yet Calvary, amen, was beyond their comprehension, because at Calvary was the answer to life's problems. Calvary was the direction for a man's future. Calvary, amen, if applied correctly, would change a person's life and change it forever. Amen. Calvary would break the chains of sin, and Calvary would loose people from prisons that had them bound. And Calvary, amen, would change a person's outlook on life. And Calvary would change what a person thought about even their own self. Amen. Calvary, amen, would take a rank sinner and turn him into a saint. Calvary would take a perverse and a filthy person and turn them into whom, amen, a person who was pure and who was clean and spotless. Calvary would take a weak person and make them strong. Calvary would take an unsaved person and give them salvation. Much was taking place at Calvary. May I tell you tonight that even in this hour, in all of the knowledge that we have concerning the Word of God, there are many people today who cannot comprehend the power, the ability of Calvary. Amen. Oh, help us tonight, Jesus. And it was at Calvary, It was at Calvary that soldiers mocked him, spat upon him. It was at Calvary where people walked by and the Bible said they wagged their heads and they laughed at him. It was at Calvary, amen, where they took and placed a sponge on a reed and lifted it up for him to drink. Amen. At Calvary. It was the place where the blood was shed. At Calvary, it was the place where blood and water flowed from his side. It was at Calvary, amen, where the stripes for healing took place. It was at Calvary where Jesus lifted up his voice and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was at Calvary where Jesus gave up the ghost and he died. But before he died, he said, it is finished. It happened at Calvary. I want you to know that Calvary was so powerful and Calvary was so great that it exists even as powerful today as it did the day that he was crucified on Golgotha's hill. Is there anybody here today that has climbed that hill? Is there anybody here today that has accepted that precious blood? Would you stand right now and do something to tell him how thankful you are for Calvary tonight? For Calvary tonight. Oh, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And all of this was taking place at Calvary. But the soldiers. Amen, the soldiers. Who had crucified him. They took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part. Amen. They parted his garments among them. Amen. Somebody took his coat. Oh, yes. And somebody took his vesture. Oh, yes. And somebody took another garment. And this one took yet another garment. And then they used these garments. Oh, yes. They used these garments to gamble, to cast lots, to see who would walk away with the best part of the garments, or to see who would walk away with more of the garment than somebody else. They took a part, amen, they just took a part of Calvary. Oh, yes, the next day and the days to come, they would walk. Whoever had won his vesture would put on his vesture. And whoever had won his coat would put on his coat. And whoever had won his robe would wear his robe. And whoever had won his sandals would wear his sandals, and they would walk among men. They would walk in the marketplace. They would walk down the roads of the city. Amen. No doubt telling one another. Amen. As somebody would say, I like your coat. Or somebody would say, I like your vesture. Or somebody would say, I like your robe. Or I like your sandals. Oh, well, let me tell you where I got this. Amen. I got this at Golgotha. I received this at a place called Calvary. It belonged to a man by the name of Jesus. Yes, the Jesus who came from Nazareth. Amen. They wore his garments. Amen. They wore his garments, but they did not partake of Calvary. Amen. They just took a part with them. It was the part that they desired. It was the part that they longed for. It was the part that meant something to them. And they walked away and they left the other parts of Calvary behind. Amen. They left the blood behind. Amen. They left the stripes behind. They left the water and the blood that flowed together behind. They left the nail-scarred hands behind. They left the nail-scarred feet behind. Why? Because that did not mean very much to them. Amen. They were just taking a part of Calvary with them. Understand what I'm preaching tonight. Amen. That same spirit is still in our world. Amen. People are treating Calvary, amen, as if it is nothing more than just a gamble. And it's nothing more than just a game, a religious game that a man plays. Us. Amen. And they're walking away with just parts, the part that they so desire. They don't want it all. They don't want it all. They just want a part. They just want a part of Calvary. Understand tonight, amen, my Lord have mercy. Understand tonight that people just like, they like to take the part of the resurrection, but leave the death behind. Amen. They want to take part, amen, of the glory of his resurrection. They want to talk and praise and shout and sing about him coming out of the grave. But one wise writer said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. I don't want just his resurrection, but I want to know him in the power of his suffering. I don't want just a part. I want it all. I want it all. I've got to have it all. Oh, God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Amen. People are just, they just want a part, Pastor Worths. Amen. We've had them come through our churches and they've told us, I want to speak in tongues. And that's all they want. It's just a tongue-talking experience. Just a part. Just a part. Amen. They're wanting to dance. And they're wanting to shout. And they're wanting to get happy, but they don't want it all. They just want a part, just a part. Amen. Just a part, just enough to make them feel religious. Just a part to appease their conscience. Just a part to make them feel better about themselves. My. Amen. And just a part that will cause other people to think, oh, they must be a Christian. Amen. They're wearing a cross around their neck. They must be a Christian. And they must be a Christian because their bumper sticker says, honk if you love Jesus. They must be a Christian. Amen. Oh, yes. Because they can talk a good religious talk.
Amen. But the truth is, so many times they're just wanting a part, just a little part. I'm here to tell you, we either take all of Calvary or we don't take any part of Calvary, because it's going to take all of Calvary to set us free. It's going to take all of Calvary to make us free. It's going to take all of Calvary to change our life. It's going to take all of Calvary to get us out of this world when the trumpet sounds. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. There are many who believe in repentance, but that's just as far as they go. Just a part. And there are many who want to be baptized, but nothing more than that. Just a part. I've already said there are many who want to receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, but that's all they want. Just a part. And we hear people say repentance. Well, we don't have to do that because there's mercy and grace. Amen. Friend, mercy and grace was extended at Calvary. It was after Calvary that Peter preached repentance. Amen. Amen. If that happened after Calvary, that means that repentance is a requirement for salvation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then there are those that will come and they will be baptized. But then they will say, I don't have to. I don't have to be baptized. Amen. I don't have to be baptized. And if I am, I don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name. I come to say to somebody tonight, amen, what is so embarrassing about his name? What is so ugly about his name? That spirit of I don't have to is saying, I just want to take what benefits me. I just want to take what makes me feel good. I just want to take what makes me feel better about myself. But I don't want it all. I'm here to tell you, amen, God is looking for somebody who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for somebody, praise God, who will not part his garments. Amen. Would you stand? Praise God. He's looking for somebody who says, I want it all. I want all of Calvary. I want the blood. I want the water. Would you close your eyes and just picture this with me? I want the blood, and I want the water, and I want the nail-scarred hands, and I want the nail-scarred feet, and I want the stripes, oh, that were laid on his back, and I want the healing virtue that flows. And I want the crown of thorns that was pressed into his brow. I want the spear-riven side. I don't want just a part. I don't want just a part. During the service tonight, and I want everybody to listen to me while your eyes are closed, please, because this is a personal message tonight. During the service tonight, the Lord let me know that there's somebody here that is so frustrated. You are so let down and you are so weary because you're not seeing the church, the Spirit of God, the ministry, the Word of God. You're not seeing it fulfill your life. And yet, you are not taking all of the parts of Calvary. I don't know who I'm talking to. Amen. I have an idea, but I'm not sure who exactly I'm talking to. Sometimes the Holy Ghost doesn't reveal. Amen. Oh, Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Amen. The Holy Ghost says you can't take just a part of this. You've got to take all of it. Every bit of it. Or it's not going to work. Amen. It's like baking a cake. You can't leave certain ingredients out. Amen. You can't leave the sugar out and it be sweet. My. Oh, you can't leave the yeast out in whatever form it comes in the flour or whatever. You can't leave it and it rise. Help us, God. Amen. You can't leave the flavoring out of it and it tastes like chocolate. Come on now. Amen. You can't leave parts of it out and it turn out the way the recipe says that it should turn out. God's talking to somebody right here. He said, I am presented your answer at Calvary. Amen. I presented the answer to life's perplexing questions. And I presented the answer to all of your troubles and problems. Amen. But you must take a trip to Calvary and walk up under that old rugged cross and say, Lord, I am not leaving here until I receive everything that you have for me, God. Amen. I will repent and I will be washed in the blood and I will be baptized in Jesus' name and I will receive the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance and I will dedicate my life to you and I will strive to live a life of holiness and separation from the world and I will strive to be obedient to the word of God and to the authority, the man of God that you have placed over my life. God, I don't want to leave in that any part at Calvary. I want to take it home with me. I want to take it all with me. If just one of those soldiers could have understood, amen, just whose robe it was, just whose vesture it was, just whose cloak it was, amen, my. He would have looked at all of those others and he would have said, name your price. Amen. I'm willing to pay whatever I've got to pay because I want to leave Calvary with every bit of it. I want it all for myself. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I haven't preached very long, but I'm exhausted tonight. Amen. I haven't had a whole lot of help tonight. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Will the saints of God begin to pray? Would you begin to call on God tonight? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God's talking to somebody here. Amen. I said God's talking to somebody in this place, and he wants to do a work here. You may have heard Calvary preached 1,000 times. But you've never heard it preached exactly the way God has sent it here tonight. Amen. God is talking to someone. This is not an old, outdated message. This is not something that we need to forget about. But this is still powerful. And it's still anointed. And it's still mighty. And it will still work in somebody's life. Somebody needs to step out of your pew right now and boldly walk down here and say, I want it all. I want it all. I'm not going to just pick and choose what I want from God. I want everything that God has. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Amen. The word
Jesus
of God has gone forth.
The center of it all.
The voice of God has spoken.
From beginning
the ministry
to
has
the end.
extended
and expended strength
and my voice. It's time for the saints of God to get a hold to this. It's time for the saints of God, amen, to run with this right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, God is desiring to do something mighty in someone's life. Oh, yes. And the saints of God can cause the Spirit of God to flow in this house. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus at the center of my life.
Oh, why don't you cry out to the Lord, friend?
To the end.
Why don't you cry out to the Lord, sister?
It's always been.
Why don't you cry unto the Lord, my brother? Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. God wants to heal somebody
Jesus
tonight.
At the center of
God wants to deliver someone tonight. God wants to fill
Jesus
somebody with the Holy
the
Ghost tonight.
Center of it all.
God wants to give someone liberty and victory
from
tonight.
To the end,
oh, yes, He does. Because
be
all of this is in Calvary.
You,
God wants to give somebody determination
Jesus
tonight. God wants to give somebody courage tonight. God wants to give someone strength tonight. Somebody, God wants to give somebody determination tonight, because all of this is at Calvary. All of this is at Calvary.
Come on, let's talk to God tonight. Let's talk to God tonight. It's all paid for at Calvary. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us, Lord. Thank you for the price that you paid. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There's tears flowing down faces tonight, and that's all right. Go ahead and pour your heart out to God. Come on, let's just pour your heart out to God tonight. Let God have His way. Let God have His way. Let God have His way. Oh, mighty Savior, mighty Savior, mighty Savior, mighty Savior. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I lift you up, God. I praise your name tonight, Father. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your touch. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Savior Jesus. Savior Jesus, Savior Jesus, Savior Jesus, Savior Jesus, Savior Jesus, Savior Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a particular place in the Bible studies that I teach, and there on the chart that I use to go through the Bible is a picture of Calvary, of Jesus hanging on the cross. And I sincerely believe today that we must participate in the cross of Christ. Amen. We must participate in the crucifixion. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, we are crucified with Him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth or hereafter we should not serve sin. Amen. It was purchased there at Calvary. The only way that we can be saved is we must have a conversion experience. Where the old is passed away, not just changing places. Amen. I used to go here, but now I go to the church. I used to do this, but now I'm doing this. It's more than that. It's got to be a genuine conversion in our heart and in our life. Otherwise, it won't work. Amen. I've got to come out of the darkness and come into His marvelous light. and the light is so marvelous. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. It does not say, Brother Wilson, that they are the enemies of Christ, but that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Many want the Christ of the cross, but they don't want the cross of the Christ. And we were talking about this, in fact, just today. And the new God that's among us is the God of revival. And the new saying is, revival at any cost. Well, I want you to know, I'm not willing to have revival at any cost. We're going to hold on to the old paths of holiness. We're not giving that up for some pseudo-revival. Amen. We're not bringing the media into our home. Amen. Just because it is now a socially acceptable thing. Praise God. I want you to know today the old paths still work, and those that have gone away from the old paths are going to find themselves shipwrecked at some point. Because we can't fabricate revival. We can't fabricate conversion. It can only take place when we come to God and we fall at the foot of the cross. Amen. Amen. I want to sing this old song tonight. Can I do that? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Help me tonight.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary.
By God's word at last my sin I learned. Sing it tonight. Trembled at the law I'd spurn, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Sing it with us.
Mercy there was great and grace was
free. Thank you for the mercy.
Pardon there was multiplied to me.
There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary.
Oh, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found